I'm Kate Remington, and today I'm talking with pianist and composer Haskell Small about a multi-year project that he's beginning called Music of Silence. Haskell, it's wonderful to have a chance to talk with you about this.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to talk with you.
This is a concert that a series of concerts that focuses on music that's very quiet and spacious and mystical, and I can certainly understand a need for that in myself, but I'm really curious about what your inspiration was to start this project.
Well, I have always been attracted to quieter music, music that's understated. It fits my personality. I'm basically a quiet guy and like to speak more gently rather than with a hammer, usually. I've been aware of Monpo's music for a while, but when I discovered the Musica Callada, I fell in love. This just fit a need of mine. I've taken up meditation lately, and I've been exploring this type of music anyway, and this is a perfect fit.
What's so interesting about these works, it's a series of four books, four collections that he wrote over a span of about eight years or so, and even the tempo markings for the pieces are kind of relaxing to read because they're marked slow and calm and luminous. And so it must be a really wonderful experience to be living with these pieces. And I'm wondering if it has made your own life feel a little more tranquil.
Well, yes, but I should correct one thing. Even though the tempo markings are calm and tranquilo and so forth, this is pretty intense music. I don't believe it's music for meditation in the sense of background music, just to kind of chill out on. More, I think of it rather than to zone out, to zone in. It's very inward-looking music. In Monpo's own words, his mission in this piece is to explore the space in between life and death, where there is no pulse, no air. It's a very mystical concept and execution of the concept, I believe.
He's got a very unique style, and in addition to these pieces, the Musica Callada books, many of his pieces are very introspective, and he was actually even referred to as the natural successor of Debussy and some of the more spiritual and quieter works that Debussy was writing.
Well, he certainly took up on some of his ideas. He's also been referred to as the Spanish Satie, and certainly he was a quiet person. He said of himself, what was it? He said something. I'm a man of few words. My music has few notes. It's very spare textures in writing, and very much a relief from what I'm hearing right now, which I hope you're not hearing on the air, which is the sounds of them taking down a tree outside my house. Can you hear that?
Yeah, no wonder we need music for silence. He lived a very interesting life. And we should, I don't know, I guess maybe just set up some basics with Monpo, because he's not a composer that people are probably very familiar with. He lived almost the span of the 20th century. And so he was certainly involved, or at least aware of all of the turbulent events that happened in the 20th century.
Yeah, well, he died at 94, I believe in 1987. Certainly lived through a lot of hard times, although we could say we're having the same thing right now with all that's going on and our government getting shut down and all these silly things. He had an interesting upbringing. I think it's interesting to point out his father was a maker of bells. He had a bell foundry, and Mompou grew up hearing bells all the time. And that is so prevalent in his music, in all sorts of guises, and high and low registers, and kind of insistence, or a also a cadence feeling to them often. And he also, I'm trying to think of what else I can add about his life.
Well, I know that at one point he was not really earning any money as a composer, and he was actually considering going into the family trade of becoming a bellmaker himself.
But, well, that's the musician's way through the centuries, I think, how to make a living doing this. He was also a fine pianist, and I think did have a career as a pianist, as well as performing his own music, others too.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had said that he had no idea where this music came from. He would get into not exactly a trance-like state, but the music would just come to him. And as a composer yourself, I'm just always fascinated with how composers come up with the music that they write, because it doesn't seem to me as though it's the same kind of skill or gift as being able to write well or being able to paint well. So I'm wondering how you go about your own composing.
Well, very good question. Certainly, I identify with the idea of not knowing where the music came from. Often, I'd like to spur that on. There's a positive and a flip side of that. I get the blank page syndrome sometimes. But the way I work myself, I don't know if other composers do exactly the same, but I like to answer the question. I sit in a number of different chairs. I sit at the piano. I improvise a little. An idea may come along. Then I'll go sit in what I call my throne, where I just, an armchair is comfortable, and I just cerebrate on it and close my eyes, see where it'll take me. Then back to the piano and try to spin out something, and then back to the other chair to try to make some logical sense of it and craft something, and then eventually to a third chair, these days the computer, to notate it. I don't use the computer to compose with, but I do use it to actually notate the music. And I think it's one interesting thing I'd like to add too is there is one time, only once this happened to me, but I wish it would happen more often, where I was writing a piece for string orchestra and piano, it was, and I was stuck. I had three movements, and I had in mind a five-movement piece, and I just had no idea how to continue this. Then, in the middle of the night, about 3 a.m., I woke up, and there was the rest of my piece. It just spun out like a tape. I stayed up for a couple of hours and wrote down the gestures, the essence of it, and a few days later finished the piece. Where that came from, I don't know.
That is fascinating. And as you say, I'm sure you do wish that happened more often.
Well, I'm also sure that wouldn't happen without a lot of having struggled with it beforehand.
Probably. Your mind just sorted it out for you, or the inspiration came. Well, Haskell,
yeah.
It's been such a wonderful time talking with you, and it sounds as though this project, Silent Music, and the music of Mompou is something that we can all really appreciate these days, and it will certainly refresh a lot of people's spirits, the concert at the Benedictine Grange in Redding. And thank you so much for talking with us.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.